Welcome everybody to another episode of The Mess Mixologist. I'm Maguire, Ben Maguire. Hopefully you might have got that cheesy reference to James Bond and the fact that we're going to be talking about martinis today in the episode named Shaken Not Stirred. Ian Fleming made shaken martinis not just acceptable but fashionable. The shaken not stirred catchphrase was by his fictional Secret Service agent James Bond that first appeared in his 1956 book Diamonds Are Forever. And it's continued through all of his novels and films to the famous phrase it is today. So the wonderful world of martinis, what are they? Well, they're a spirit-forward cocktail consisting of either vodka, in this case Grey Goose, or gin, in this case I'm biased, My Mary Rose Gin, which, for those of you that are interested, came runner-up in World's Best Martini 2 years ago. To that, you add a vermouth. Now, you've got a variety of different vermouths, and one thing that me specifically is really keen on is do not scrimp on your vermouth. People will pay a lot of money for good gin or vodka, and they'll go down the cheaper end for their vermouth. So we've got a nice selection here. We've got Vault Vermouth from London, all made in tiny batches. You've got Nolly Pratt from France. You've got Martini, but this is their special reserva. I wouldn't go Martini extra dry. You've got Dolin, Italian. And then you have a kind of cheeky entrant, the Lillet Blanc. This actually isn't a vermouth, it's a fortified wine. To be a vermouth, it has to use wormwood as well. But a lot of bartenders will use this in a martini too. Technically, not a vermouth though, so we'll move him out of the way. In terms of ratios, you can be anything from 50-50 spirit to vermouth to 15-1. In terms of seasoning, you've got normal bitters, orange bitters, a dash of olive brine if you want to make it a dirty martini. And then garnishes go anything from olives to lemon zest. You can put in a cheeky cocktail, pickled onion, although technically that's then called a Gibson, although essentially it is still a martini. So there's thousands of ways to put together this drink based on people's different preferences. Where did the martini arrive though? One legend as to how the martini came about, and one that I like, is that it was Professor Jerry Thomas, the forefather of modern bartending, who developed the martini. During the late 19th century, he was renowned for his groundbreaking techniques, and he was just a bit of a man about town on the bar scene. He's especially noteworthy for publishing the first ever bartender's guide in 1862. For anyone that's interested in cocktails or bartending, this book is phenomenal. It is the history of about every drink that you have and always makes a great read. So yeah, one for the bookshelves, guys. Let's put that away. Anyway, so today I'm gonna make you one of my favorite martinis using our gin. We're also going to use the Dolin vermouth, the Italian vermouth. So we'll put away the 2 litres of Grey Goose. We've got a nicely chilled glass there. And we're going to stir ours today. So in your stirring glass, just add some ice. The ice is here to chill, but also to dilute the drink. So it's not just spirits. So from there, we're going to grab our mixer, and we're going to put in 50 mils of our classic London dry gin. Juniper lead, we use a bit of pink grapefruit in there to lift the front of the palate, and rosemary to give a really nice soft finish, which is why it works really well in a martini. To that, we're going to add 15 mil of the Dolin vermouth. And we're going to give that a nice slow stir. Let's empty out our iced glass. Grab our julep strainer. Ice cold martini, and all it needs now is a little garnish of 3 olives in there. And that, ladies and gentlemen, for me is a perfect martini. Cheers. We'll see you next week when we've got a really, really special guest. I don't want to give too much away, but you'll have heard of his drink. You might not know the man behind it yet, by the end of the interview, hopefully you'll know all about him. See you next week.